Pray the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A wonderful thing about Scripture is how many layers there are to be found, even in a text like this, which seems so very, very familiar. Jesus' walk along the beach wasn't a pleasant afternoon stroll. This is the Roman Empire, after all. The land, the water, the roads, they were all tightly controlled by Roman interests. And within the Roman Empire, here we are in Palestine, their territory of Palestine, which was a notoriously hard-to-govern territory, in which the Romans used a well-documented approach to peacekeeping that has been used by tyrants ever since. They limited and controlled the production of food to keep the population near starving, in the hope that starvation would gain compliance. And within the territory of Palestine, here we are in Galilee, where the fishermen engage in the region's richest and most tightly controlled economic activity. These fishermen, Simon and Andrew, James and John, it's easy for us to think of them as like independent small business people. But they were not independent small business people. They were living in debt slavery, just like practically everyone else in the Roman system. Sharecroppers, if you will, where missing a day or two of work was all that it took for your whole family to slide into starvation. So, when Jesus takes his stroll along the beach, it is a highly controlled, highly politicized, highly tightly bound system in which freedom, liberty, abundance, none of these things really exist. When Jesus says to them, come, imagine what he offers them. It's not a day off of work. You're only a day or two away from starvation as a family. It's not a day off of work. It is a door opening onto an entirely different world, out of the terrible daily grind that was the endless struggle of the population in those days. He calls them out of the system that bound their lives in debt slavery and called them into an experience of liberty and creativity and abundance, abundance beyond anything that their lives under the Roman Empire could possibly have prepared them to imagine. They said yes, and they stepped through the door that Jesus opened on that beach, and their whole lives were changed. But the odd thing is, the whole rest of the story still takes place in the Roman Empire, in Palestine. And so much of it happened in Galilee. A liberty and a creativity and an abundance that they never had thought could exist in that place. That is what Jesus offered them when he said, come. Now, we don't live in the Roman Empire, thank God. But one in two Canadians are within $200 of not being able to cover their bills. That's, what, a day or two of work. And that can feel like debt slavery to a lot of people. Debt that you can never see your way beyond. Friends, if that doesn't describe your own situation, statistically, it's likely to describe the person sitting right next to you. Debt slavery is where St. George's was 5 years ago. When I started, we only had enough savings to cover 7 weeks of operations. $13,000. That was the sum total of everything that we had. And we owed $61,000 to the diocese. 7 months of income. A debt they were, quite frankly, eager to collect. Every penny that we could squeeze out of our budget and our operating was earmarked for the debt. And it left us with no money for programs or communications or even for color printing. We tightly rationed the color printing. And finally, about a year after I started, we realized that if things persisted, we really had only a few months left. We got to the point where we said, wow, Easter, that's all we have left, just Easter. But how can we attract new members without any funds to say, hello, here we are? It was this sort of inescapable downward spiral that every organization fears most. Until something happened. We were offered grace. God had introduced to us a few refugees and asylum seekers, and this good, warm-hearted congregation, you responded with this magnificent, generous welcome, totally outsized to the size of our congregation. And the diocese heard about it, heard about this little struggling church where people had given what they could to help welcome newcomers to Canada, to Calgary. And you know what? All of a sudden, it sort of sparked this little heartbeat in the cold organizational heart of the diocese. This little flutter of humanity. They wanted to help us. So they said, come, talk to us. What do you want? When I first pitched the request for a 3-year revitalization program, we, all of us upstairs at Corporation, we all thought this was such a crazy long shot. Didn't we? Yeah, we all thought this was, oh, we laughed, oh my gosh. Anxiously. We all thought we would be really lucky to get our apportionment covered. Instead, they gave us 3 times that much. $60,000 a year for 3 years. Grace, utterly overflowing. That grant has healed our balance sheet. Where once we had 7 weeks worth of savings, we now have 3 months worth, ensuring that we can stay stable through most ups and downs that we could reasonably foresee. And we have money set aside for our future home. I should say, we have the start of money set aside for our future home, since we'll for sure need to raise more, just so that you know. And we've had the freedom and the creativity to try new things without being so scared about trying things that might fail. And we've introduced new programs. We've brought in folks with very special gifts to work in our midst, to reach out to the community in new ways, and to even print in color. Can you imagine? All strange aspects of the grace that we've received. But the grace hasn't stopped there. Then came the $20,000 grant from the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Casino Night to enhance our service to the community, and the $6,500 from the Scotia MacLeod Charitable Fund to support our work with refugees and asylum seekers. And of course, the Alberta Foundation for the Arts grant for $17,000 to fund an artwork that would bring us together as a community. No longer old-timers and newcomers, but one community, brothers and sisters in Christ, bound to one another by bonds of faith and joy and the creation of beauty in our midst. And then the news this year of more grace from the diocese, that our remaining debt, $56,000, was entirely and completely forgiven. A free gift to encourage what is happening in our church. What does one do with so much grace? Well, here at St. George's, that grace has somehow called forth more grace of our own. Over these past 4 years, you have contributed over $10,000 toward the Rector's Discretionary Fund. And together with the Scotia MacLeod monies, we have shared over $16,000 with those most in need of support. A financial grace that has come at some of the hardest moments in people's lives. If you ever find yourself in need of financial grace, this can be a place where you find it. And when you give to St. George's, you can know that your gift helps to carry on the work of grace that we have been bound up in here. Here we stand, friends. We are surrounded by grace, bound up in grace, sharing grace in a way that we couldn't have imagined just a few short years ago. And so where do we go from here? We follow the one who opened this door in our lives. Liberty and creativity and abundance and grace. These are the gifts that Jesus holds out to us always. He holds out to us still the possibility of even more. What more liberty can you find from the things that hold your soul back? What more creativity can you experience seeing the world and all the circumstances of your life as full of holy possibility? What more abundance can you live into far beyond these material goods? And what more grace does God offer you for the healing and the transformation of your innermost being? Friends, come and see. Come and see. For that is the way that we are headed this year, our year of discipleship. Come and see in this next year at St. George's what it means to love Jesus, to see Jesus more clearly, and love him more dearly, and follow him more nearly every day of our lives. It means liberty and creativity and abundance and grace, all available right here in the strangest of places, right here, beyond what we could have ever asked for or imagined in this place. Come and see. Amen.